This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 540, Suddenly Scaling. Today's sponsor is Doghouse Systems. Get great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com and use the code BACON for a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Fandeth. How are you doing there, Fan?
I am fabulous. How are you doing today? Besides our little hiccups at the beginning, but everything's smooth now, right?
There were no hiccups. I have no idea what you're talking about, sir. Please stop spreading these lies and rumors. Hi.
Sorry.
All right, and we also have Toasty. How are you, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. Been an all right week.
Do you have the hiccups?
No, I think you did though earlier.
Nope, I didn't.
Oh, denial,
guys.
Some days I wonder weird. If we're gonna push you so far, we're just gonna get kicked off.
There may at one point come a day where the caller just disconnects in the middle of the show and I just walk away from the computer.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he loves us too much.
We are pretty awesome.
We're pretty lovable. And fluffy. Fluffy lovable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did want you guys to pick up some stuff for me in California, so I guess I'll keep you on for that long at least.
Wait, what?
Did they tell you?
I bring one suitcase with me.
Well, I'll give you a second suitcase. You can nest your suitcase inside that one, and then just unnest them to bring back.
How do I pick up stuff in California? I'm not going to even be there.
Exactly. So guess what that means?
You know what? Something came up last minute. I'm not going to be able to go to California, guys.
Oh, you know what? I know somebody else that's going.
Oh?
Rudder, and I'm sure she has an extra suitcase for her cosplay. Oh, look at that.
Yes, I'm sure she does, yeah.
Yeah. So just a little bit of extra room for you, and everything is fine. Man, right. I'm so awesome. I'm fluffy and cuddly and awesome, and a problem solver. What more could you ask for? Seriously.
I guess.
I can't think of a sarcastic answer right now, so I'm going to just agree with you.
Well, how would you tell us how your week was, Toasty?
What's that, sorry?
How would you tell us how your week was?
My week was pretty good. It was a pretty solid week. I got into raiding again, which was a lot of fun. Suddenly, I find myself 2/10 normal and 8/10 heroic. I only expected to be 3/10 heroic. And then next thing I know, they're like, you know what? Yeah, we don't have a lot of... Not everyone in the group is here tonight. Just stick around for the rest of the night. It's fine. And then we got through the next boss, and the next boss, and the next boss, and suddenly the only bosses left are... I forget.
Jealous.
Ninth boss in Nighthold. I'm looking it up now. Elisande. So, next thing you know, we only have Elisande and Gul'dan left. Like, oh, wow. Interesting.
Nice.
So, yeah, I got to see a bunch of the heroic bosses. I got a bunch of gear. I think I ended up with, in total, I got 5 new pieces of gear. Unfortunately, one of those pieces was a heroic Warforged tier shoulder, and I died a little bit inside because I have legendary shoulders already.
But when you get... Are they really good legendary shoulders, or they're just kind of meh?
They're kind of meh.
Okay, so when you get your next legendary,
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm keeping those shoulders.
Just keep hanging out with Morgana, and I'm sure she'll rub off on you, and you'll get one of her legendaries.
She got another one. I think that brings her total to 7.
Oh my! Wow. Unbelievable.
I want her luck.
Yeah.
Even with just, you know, normal gear, I would like them. I mean, yeah, I picked up 5 pieces of gear while raiding on Friday, but 2 of those were just given to me by the other plateware because they didn't need them anymore.
So do they do group loot or do they do personal loot?
Personal.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they just traded around as if people. Someone ended up with a duplicate or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, so I ended up with, I want to say belt gloves, pants, and a relic.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I started the night at 879. I ended at 884. So a pretty solid first night of raiding.
Is that equipped or just total?
Equipped.
Oh, wow. Jealous. You're so much higher than me. I think I'm 880 something, but only 871 equipped because stupid neck piece with a socket and a lot of haste.
Yeah. Kind of like that stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of need it. I've even done some simming, and nothing I have even comes close.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I said, I raided a bunch this week, and I actually managed to contribute. I didn't think I would be... I definitely thought I'd end up being more of a hindrance when it came to raiding, especially... for some of the bosses they didn't quite have on farm.
Yeah.
Like, Botanist was a boss that they occasionally have trouble with. Oh. And I think we either one or two shot that.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
I don't think I had a stupid death.
Oh, that's good.
No, a lot of it was just very, you know, I just randomly got screwed. I think. It felt that way anyway. When I died, I didn't look back and think, oh man, I just completely forgot this mechanic existed.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I went around the Broken Shore a bit, got a bunch of that stuff done, did a cathedral. Cathedrals are really, I really enjoy the aesthetic of that dungeon. Though that knight, that elven architecture and all that other stuff, it's really cool. And the fights weren't boring. They're frustrating if people don't know the mechanics. Like we had on the mythic we did the other night. On the last boss, I think it's Mephistroth? I think is the name of that demon? Anyway, the pug that we had, because we only went in with 4, just hung out in the center of the room with whoever had the Aegis.
Oh.
Instead of going around killing the adds. And of the DPS, I think I was the only one on my main. So it was a little harder for us, and we ended up wiping on that because we just let too many adds get up. But once the Demon Hunter finally realized that, you know, you gotta kill his ads, it went down pretty quick. Yeah, that was my week. Pretty eventful overall. Really enjoying 7.2 and all the content that it's bringing so far. the world quest and Broken Shore, and just wandering around there is cool. And you get, I went to go check out Rinfall. I was hoping to see something like a little, something there as a little shout out, but I didn't notice anything. I'm not sure if I just missed it or it just there's just nothing there for him. But I don't know. I'll have a chance to look around at some other point, I'm sure. How was your week, guys?
How about you, Van?
Well, I didn't raid. I guess. Because I was on. When did you raid? Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday I was out hanging out with my cousin for his birthday. He was in from Seattle, so. I don't see him very often. It was nice to hang out and have a couple drinks. But I did get to the Broken Shore a little bit. I got my artifact upgraded, and I got my first thing of research notes done just today. So slowly getting through that artifact knowledge. I think... So I got my demo artifact upgraded. I got my affliction artifact upgraded, and just in the process of working on the Destro one, just for fun, just for completeness. I have not done the new dungeon yet, which is unfortunate, but probably pretty soon I'll do it. What else? One thing I found, I made a note of this, to just today, my research had completed, and so I grabbed the item in the WoW Companion app, and right below it, it allowed me to actually use the item. So you don't even have to log into the game to use the item to upgrade your artifact knowledge. Once the research is complete, you just click the button underneath and it does it for you. Then if you have some research quests that you do while you're at work or something to get more AP, then hey, that's already upgraded, so you don't have to log into game to wait and collect on those things. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I noticed that when I checked the companion app today too. I'm like, yes! Because way more than a few times I would collect them on my phone and then just forgot they existed.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, look at that, I have 5 of these scrolls.
Yeah.
I'd better use them.
And then your AP goes so slow. Yeah, so that's cool. I really enjoyed that. It's nice little quality of life things that really help. What else? I think that's it for me. How about you, Medros? How was your week?
I didn't do too much this week, and there's nobody on Twitter that can prove it.
That's a lie. We already linked a tweet to each other.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You have no proof. Stop lying.
I'm going to log into Slack.
Stop lying. I demand you stop lying now.
We have lots of proof.
You have no proof at all.
Sure I do.
Nope.
Hold on. I'm going to put this into chat. There we go. So, Medros, what did you get up to this week?
I bought 25 new books on Audible.
25 books?
Yeah.
Yeah? What else did you do?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I gathered some more resources. I did open the Broken Shore for my main. I didn't do much beyond getting the base place, the first place you go to. That's about it.
Are you sure you didn't find something? Like a part, like the first part of something?
No. No, no, not at all. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And you didn't...
I think you're lying to me.
You didn't go, talk to Xavius or anything?
Who?
Xavius?
I've never heard of the guy.
Or Ilgnoth for some random reason.
I have no idea who that is at all. Like, I've never even heard of the guy. I assume it's a guy. Male, female, it, I don't know.
It's an I.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's an I, I assume it's a person then, because, you know, I would never, bad joke. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Okay, well,
I'll just
read this tweet. So, tweeted at approximately 10.03 p.m. on April 2nd of 2017. At Medros on Twitter tweeted, Broken Isles Pathfinder Part 1, hashtag Warcraft. And on that tweet, I simply linked
an achievement.
Yeah. And on that tweet is a picture of the completed Broken Isles Pathfinder achievement.
There's no proof that that's my picture. I could have stolen it from anybody on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Well, that's also true. We can also go to your character profile on the armory and see that, oh, look, the Emerald Nightmare, 29% complete, 2 of 7 for Medros on Dawn... On whatever server you're on. Where you see that you have killed Ilganoth one time on LFR and Xavius one time on LFR.
I don't even know where the Ilganoth came from. I really don't. I may have one time entered, like, a thing without even realizing who I had to go kill.
And you kind of just fell in?
Yeah, I just fell in. Like, it was a complete misclick.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't have that yet. I still need to finish Suramar.
Yeah, well, I figured once I did it, I may as well just, like, go finish Suramar. And then I, like, did more stuff in Suramar, because I realized, oh, there's more story to this now? Oh, crap. So now I'm, like, doing more story, and I'm assuming it'll all lead up to Nighthold, because that's all where the whole story leads to, I assume, so...
I assume so.
I can confirm I finally did it. I killed Xavius, got Pathfinder Part 1, and now I've got to go, like, do a bunch more stuff to get Pathfinder Part 2.
Next step, you have to kill Gul'dan. Because you get some crazy AP from killing Gul'dan. There's a quest that prior to 7.2,
I see nothing here about having to go kill Gul'dan. I have to do stuff about the Broken Isles and defending it from attacks. I have to explore, and I have to do rep. That's all I gotta do.
Prior to 7.2, at max artifact knowledge, the quest gives a token that gives you 900,000 AP.
Ooh.
I can't remember what it's called.
It's gonna give me even more now.
Yeah, I might just wait to turn it in.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna wait a little bit longer. Maybe not till 40 or 50, whatever the cap is now. Is it 50? It's one of the two. I'm not gonna wait till one of those. Maybe 30.
Really, is that much? There's that much more art knowledge to get? Jeez.
Well, I think we were looking at it a few weeks ago, and I think the final thing, like, at 50, is going to be a couple billion.
Crazy. But yes, I assume you guys had noticed and decided to hold off. I knew you're waiting on something. I knew you're holding on to this.
Funny story, we didn't find that till today.
I figured you'd find it eventually. I was like, oh crap, there's a lot of people retweeting this. This is not going to go well. They're going to harass me about this all show. No. I'm like, oh, wait, there's nobody like that actually comes to the live show, like MacGyver, Jan, like a bunch of people retweeted, but nobody that actually comes to the show noticed it and retweeted it until, you know, you guys decided to mention it.
Yeah, it's know it was going to happen.
I know. But yes, I've got Pathfinder Part 1 done. Now it's just Part 2, but that'll probably take me a while, because... I literally haven't done anything besides opening up that for my main character. And at some point I do need to open it up for my alts, but that's not a huge priority at this point. But, yeah. That's what I did this week. Happy?
A little.
Yes. I'm very happy.
Glad. Because, jeez.
How were the dungeons? How was LFR?
There was no dungeons.
Oh, no?
I just had to do Xavius.
Okay.
Yeah, the only dungeons I've done have been on for like I did like one dungeon for my main, one dungeon for my Death Knight or my Demon Hunter, because I couldn't go forwards until I did Vault of the Wardens. Just a couple other ones that I had to do for professions or class quests. But yeah, not too much overall. I actually chose to skip a few days of emissary quests because I just don't always have the energy or the time to do that kind of stuff. I'm pretty confident I will this coming week, but I had a lot of stuff to do around the house, so it happens.
So how was Xavier's? How was the fight? Did you enjoy it, or was it kind of just there?
It was kind of a yawner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it, I mean, I was kind of annoyed with some of the people who were like, oh, don't bother with strategy because it's LFR. I'm like, it's probably a bad idea because you should want people to actually learn strategy.
Well, also, Xavius was how long ago?
Yeah.
Months and months ago. So everybody outgears it. You could probably do a raid of 10 top-tier raiders, and they would be able to kill him in LFR.
But, no problem. But that, now, is that chest in my order hall now going to have something in it for me this week since I killed a raid boss? I don't think so.
No. They'll only get that something there if you do a Mythic Plus, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I never know how those things work. I never actually interact with them. And by the way, I will point out a phrase. I did raid a lot last expansion. I got a moose mount, and I did more raiding past when I got it, so...
Moose. Hey, you got it before I did, right?
Moose. I did.
I remember, right? Moose.
But not before somebody else did.
Yeah, I was holding off to see if I could act, if I could do it like legitimately with my guild at the time. Oh, so close.
Yeah.
But 20,000 gold later, I had my moose.
Yay. Yeah, I think I only was short a couple of bosses on that raid last expansion, so. Yeah, it was pretty interesting, I gotta say. But yeah, it was pretty, pretty low-key. Took longer to queue up for it than it did to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
I was really thrilled when we first got there, because I'm like, what? Where the hell am I? Like, this is just a dark area with a bunch of random red-tagged stuff on the outskirts. I'm like, I'm probably not going to like this very much.
No, I mean, in terms of visuals for that fight, it was really boring. It was just a gigantic red room filled with fog and Xavius, and then later tentacles. Yeah. Did not particularly enjoy that.
Nope, I didn't either. But yeah, that was about it. So, but yeah, that was pretty much my week. I didn't do too much else exciting. I did hit. I can't remember if I mentioned this before. I think it was after our show last week. Yeah, it was actually right after the show last week because it was right before the patch hit. I hit 110 on my hunter. Went and killed the world boss as the only thing that I did before I logged and got over to legendary.
Congrats.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that.
Was it Safusa's secret?
No, it was... Let me log over to my hunter here and check. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but it was for my hunter. It was, I think, Hand, I think? I also got another legendary for my druid, so he has two now. And he just finished research to actually be able to equip two, so that was really well-timed. I literally got, like, 2 days after that, so... Let's see, what is his legendary? As soon as everything loads up. Which one was it? Oh, it was a trinket. Killed Jaden's Burning Wish. Yeah. I love its on use effect. It's really awesome. It's helped me a lot on that character. It throws a burning vortex of destruction to your current enemy, and then does a AOE when it arrives. Right. So if I target the furthest thing from me in a pack that my pets are on, it will explode and do damage to everything around it, and often take out the entire pack or most of the pack. It's really awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. So I guess let's talk about our first sponsor, shall we?
Sure. So our first sponsor tonight is Doghouse Systems, where you can find some great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com. And if you use the code BACON, you get a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. So if you're looking for a new computer, go check out doghousesystems.com and see if they have something that fits in your bucket of your wish list. And we thank them for sponsoring us.
Indeed. Indeed we do. All right. So what's coming up this week?
So coming up this week is... Well, right now this week is the Dark Moon Fair still. So that runs from... What was it? Yesterday, April 2nd through the 8th. March of the Tadpoles is this week. Anybody that's listening now, it's a reminder for you. Anybody that's listening on the download, I'm sorry you already missed it because it's on April 5th. And then this week, the weekly thing is the Outland Time Walking Dungeon event. So that runs from April 4th through the 10th. Other than that, I think that's it. Pretty quiet week.
Nothing wrong with a quiet week.
No. Time for raids.
Indeed. So, Toasty, tell us what's going on the Broken Shore this week.
Alright, so, for those of you in North America, the Mage Tower has completed its construction, which means a whole bunch of stuff for us to do. That includes access to solo challenge scenarios, and what that means is those hidden artifact appearances that have been teasing us since release. You'll be able to make your way into acquiring those. So, which means I'll be hitting those scenarios a lot, because I really like the one for Fury Warriors. We're also going to get access to portals to different Broken Shore zones just to make traveling on the Broken Shores a bit easier. We're also going to gain the Knowledgeable buff. And basically what that means is when you loot an item that grants you artifact power from a raid or a dungeon, there's a small chance that you're going to get a bonus artifact power token. More artifact power, which is great, because like we said earlier, we're looking at spending a couple billion in artifact points to... finish leveling up our weapons. So the more AP, the better. Some info about the Mage Towers. The Mage Tower is only going to be active for 3 days, so I believe it completed today. That's April 3rd, for those of you listening on the download, which means that we're going to have until April 6th to utilize the Mage Tower. Some notes about the Mage Tower. Your first attempt at the scenario is free. Any subsequent attempt is going to cost you 100 Nether Shards each. Nether Shards are currency that you can pick up throughout the Broken Shore zone. Challenges are going to be varied depending on your spec. From what I understand, the healing spec is kind of a pain. It feels very much like your typical pug group, where the rogue is targeting something random, stuff's not getting interrupted, and some random DPS face pull the group. That's literally what I read about it. I'm really curious to see if that's accurate.
I can believe it.
There's people that have actually...
Several of the challenges have already been defeated, so yeah. with a high enough item level and a high enough skill level, you might be able to complete that today.
AKA not me.
Sorry?
I said AKA not me.
Yeah, me neither.
One thing it doesn't say, which I'm not clear on, is like first attempt free, subsequent attempts 100 Nether Shards, but is that per time that it's up? Like, if it's up again in 2 weeks, is the first attempt free again, or do you have to pay?
I assume that's just for this current iteration.
Yeah.
So there are a total of 7 different scenarios that you have the that you have a chance of getting, and that, like I said earlier, that'll depend on your spec. So End of the Risen Threat is going to be for Mistweaver, Mugs, Resto Druid, Resto Shaman, Holy Priests, and Holy Shaman. For Arcane Mages, Red Pallies, Demolocks, Enhancement Shaman, and Assassination Rogues, you're going to be doing the God Queen's Fury. Authority of the Twins is for Frost Mage, Balance Druids, Affliction Warlocks, Shadow Priests, and Marks Hunters. An Impossible Foe, that'll be for Outlaw Rogues, Unholy DKs, Elemental Shaman, Fury Warrior, Feral Druid, and Fire Mage. Closing the Eye will be completed by Frost, Death Knights, Havoc Demon Hunters, Survival Hunters, Subtlety Rogues, and Arms Warriors. Then you get Falzone's Fall for Destrolocks, Windwalker Monks, BM Hunters, and Disc Priests. And finally, the High Lord's Return for Blood DKs, Vengeance Demon Hunters, Brewmaster Monks, Prot Pallies, Prot Warriors, and Guardian Druids. So that will be the tank one. So yeah, you know what you... Now you know what you're going to have to do if you're looking at completing any of those, so... Read up on them and give it a shot. Try to get those artifact skins. Fan, I know you said you're not going to be able to do that right away, but is that something you're going to be trying to do in the future?
Absolutely. I'll give it a shot this time around. 100 nether shards isn't that bad. I have a bunch. I don't know how many I have, but...
Yeah, the nether shards don't seem to be hard to come across. I think I've got around 3K already.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a note on this, do we?
For what?
For the nether shards. I read something today about them changing around how you get nether shards. It's not going to drop off of random mobs as much, but more so off of the invasion type mobs around those portals.
So it's a good thing I killed so many things on the first day.
There you go.
What about you, Metros? I know what you're going to say, but I should probably ask you anyway.
Probably not.
All right. I don't even know what the hidden artifact skin for Red Pallies is.
I don't know.
Is that the flamey one? Is that the fire one? I feel like that's the fire one.
I mean...
spatula.
Listen, Shorty. Don't start...
Spatula. Nice. Oh my god, it is a giant spatula. It's awesome. Anyway.
No love for the rat. No love for the rat.
Well, why be rat when you can be Fury Warrior? It's just so many times better. It's at least 2 times better.
Sure.
So why don't you tell us how content's going to come out for 7.2?
It'll come here or there. No rush. We're all good. We got lots to do still, right?
You got enough.
Yeah, we don't. Well, for me, anyway. We don't do another raid for a good, 7 or 8 months.
I hope not. I hope not that long.
Aw, come on. You don't need more content. You're good.
7, 8 months, that's going to take us to BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Or beyond.
Yeah, they'll release the raid at BlizzCon, and then, people will be able to play it for a little bit at BlizzCon. It's good. It's all good, right? We don't need anything more than that. I really, really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know it's not April 1st, okay? I apologize for my bad jokes. All right, so here's what we're looking for content availability from this expansion, or content here, or patch content, sorry. So next week, starting I believe tomorrow, Legion Assault begins. First PvP brawl becomes available. Week 3, Chapter 5 of Class Order Hall campaign unlocks, which activates new followers, new Order Hall upgrades, and class-specific world quests. And then weeks 4 to 11, ongoing story pieces unlock, leading up to eventual opening of the Tomb of Sargeras raid, and the ability to earn class mounts. So for those who were looking forward to Tomb of Sargeras, class mounts, you're going to be waiting a while. And flying is not going to be a simple completion as of the end of... As of launch of this patch. It's going to take some time. So I hope people weren't really hoping on flying anytime soon. Because it's going
to
take some time.
Because we're trying to finish somewhere.
That does give you time to finish Duramar, yes. What do you guys think about the fact that Blizzard has decided to pretty hardcore gate the progression on this content?
Yeah, I honestly don't mind, especially considering how close the release of Nighthold was to the release of 7.2. If they had put all this content out, made all this content available right away, that would have made for a very short tier, and that really would have given Nighthold justice, and its time to shine as the current raid tier. So, yeah, gaining content's fine by me. I mean, at the end of the day, content's going to be... like right now, as of now, that those bits of content are hard gated, but there's also some soft gates there where I'm going to be limited by my playtime, by how quickly I can gain reputation, and all that other stuff. So, I don't see a problem with prolonging the content as long as it's not prolonging it extensively.
Yeah.
What about you, Fen?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. It's pretty fair. They've been pretty explicit about this from the outset that they want to try to come faster with patches and give us more stuff and just kind of gradually let us consume it. The alternative would have been that we would have had raids. We would have seen Nighthold much sooner in the 7.1 patches or before that even. And then that's the way that we would have seen 7.2 or seen the raid with the release of 7.2, but basically they're just, it's there, so they don't have to do a patch to open it up, they just have to flip a switch to open it up. So everybody knows that, hey, it's here, and I mean, you can see some of the data mine, some of the stuff, but I'm sure some other things are going to still be hidden, because they're getting better at hiding different things, but it'll be a lot easier to open up the raid when it's ready. And I think that they were just doing raid testing like last week or something. So they still have time to tune the bosses and whatnot if they want to, because that's just hot fixes. That doesn't require a new patch. So I think it's really smart. It's throwing stuff there and gradually releasing it so that we don't overconsume. But there's still lots of stuff to do.
Because inevitably there would have been those people who would have just went ham on it. Because that's just classic MMO mindset, I think, where we consume the content as quickly as we can and grind it out as fast as we can to get access to everything. I mean, that's been a problem with MMOs for ever.
Yeah.
Very true. So,
artificially gating the content, well, like I said, make the content last longer, and there's nothing wrong with that. Making the content last longer is going to lead to fewer content droughts in the future. Hopefully we won't have a year-long tier of whatever the final tier of Legion is going to be.
Yeah, I definitely hope that they are putting effort even now into that last raid, so that, you know, maybe once they have Argus out, it's just a matter of them pushing forward with the last bit there, and then from there on it's very, you know, short term push towards having, you know, the next expansion ready to go, because I definitely think players are going to want to have whatever follows Legion ready as early as possible. Just my guess, of course, but I'm pretty sure this is not surprising to anybody that people want to have that expansion ready to go much faster than Legion, Warlords, or Mist was.
Now, speaking of all, you know, speaking of future content releases and all that stuff, I'm curious. Now we know that the next content patch is going to be Argus. We know there's likely going to be a raid there.
I would be extremely surprised if there wasn't.
what do you think we're going to get at BlizzCon? Do you think we're going to get something about 7.4, or do you think it's going to be a new expansion altogether? Considering where we're going in 7.3, I'm thinking it's more than likely going to be an expansion.
I definitely tend to agree towards that line of thinking. I feel like not having the next expansion ready to go at that point would make players feel very unhappy. Because, yeah, I think we'll have 7.3 out before then, and people want to have that new stuff ready to go. They want, you know, whatever is going to come next to be there. They don't want to have to wait. What do you think, Van?
We're in March. Yeah, I think that'd probably be expansion announcement then. It's too far away for to hold on to other things, I think. So, yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you guys know. I'll take pictures and everything.
I'm sure we'll see in the VOD.
Nope, I'll take pictures. You know, I'll do what I did last year, and do a live blog through Slack.
Oh,
that was actually really hard.
I bet
typing that quickly on my phone was really difficult. But because I was there live, I was a little bit ahead of the feeds, and I think some people enjoyed that.
Well, I wouldn't know I was there, so, and I was busy watching the stage.
Yep.
All right. Let us move along, shall we?
Sure. Before we move on to the next topics, normally, I mean, this is the first show this month, so normally I do what's this month in WoW instead of this week in WoW, but I didn't see the news. It looks like there's a PvP brawl coming this week as well, on top of the Time Walking Dungeon event. So the PvP brawl is Frozen Arathi Basin. So it says, get ready for cold weather this week's PvP brawl. Enter a winter wonderland as Arathi Basin, you know and love, gets a fresh coat of ice and snow. Put away your bathing suit and pull out your parka. You'll be raiding your way between the farm stables, mine, lumberyard, and blacksmith through piles of snow and over a mostly frozen lake. One more thing, the weather forecast calls for a bit of fog of war. We hope you're prepared for the weather. That sounds really cool.
Man, I just put away my parka.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's kind of spring here, so no more snow, please. I already talked about the Time Walking Dungeon event, the Outland or Burning Crusade. From April 11th to the 17th is going to be the Arena Skirmish bonus event. And then this month is also Noble Garden. So that's going to run from April 17th to 24th, where you can find all those fancy little eggs. And then the April 18th to the 24th is going to be the World Quest bonus event. And also that same week is the PvP Brawl Gravity Lapse. That's the one in Eye of the Storm, where when you jump really high.
Okay, I can't wait for that. I am super stoked for that.
So write that in your calendar. That's April 18th to the 24th. The week after that, from April 25th to May 1st, is the Wrath of the Lich King Time Walking Dungeon event. And during that week, on April 28th, is the Volunteer Guard Day micro holiday. So that's where...
We get the guard today... costumes.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yep.
It says, today the denizens of Azeroth and Draenor take some time to celebrate the hard work of their guards perform. / salute a guard to show you care. With Noble Garden, sounds like there's different bunnies that you can collect, or the pet battlers collect. I don't know. I'll have to get back to this next week. I just wanted to cover some of the top level things that were in the post, but maybe I'll make some better notes and talk about the rest of the things next week. Moving on, there was a post, I guess, made last week. Some people had noticed that creatures or mobs were getting more and more powerful depending on the items that they had. Blizzard had made an update on creatures or mobs now scale with item level. So there were some bugs with it where they would actually hit you harder as well. And that was not the design intent, but I guess what they want to do is, yes, you're getting more gear, you want to feel more powerful, but they don't want creatures or mobs to melt in one hit or two hits or whatever. They want it to take a little bit of time to kill it so that you can't just mow things down before somebody can get there to also tag the mob. Like I said, it was incorrectly doing more damage as well, which they don't really want. They don't want it to... they want, as you get more gear, to feel more powerful, like you're doing more damage and stronger, not taking as much damage. But because if their damage increased as well, then it'd feel like getting more gear really does nothing for you, and that's no fun. What other part? Oh, there was also a bug with if you unequip an item, then their health would go down. So you could artificially change their health pool to something that's faster to kill. And that's not the intention at all. So it looks at your all of your items, and their health pool is going to be related to the amount, or to your actual item level, not your equipped item level. Overall, I think this is an okay change. It means that, you know, you're not going to kill mobs in one or two shots. They're going to be a little bit of effort to kill, but you'll still be able to pool up a bunch and AoE them down, I'm sure. What do you guys think of this change?
Honestly, when I got into the Broken Swords and started questing around, I didn't notice the change at all. Yeah, there were a few hairy moments for me when I got close to dying, but at the same time, you know, when I'm questing around, I have a tendency to over-pull massively.
Yeah.
So I just assume that's what I was doing.
Well, and in the new area, a lot of the mobs I noticed are level 111, so they're inherently harder to kill anyways. But the 110 mobs will also be slightly longer to kill as well, as far as I understand.
I can understand why people would have been a little choked about this not being a communicated change and all that stuff, especially if you're not prepared for some of the things. Like, for me, as a warrior, I've got a bunch of survivability stuff that, you know, even if things get hairy, I can pop a couple of things and live a little longer. Whereas other classes may not necessarily have access to that, and next thing they know, they're dead. Against pack of mobs that they previously thought, you know, I can handle that. I've done bigger pulls before.
Yeah.
I died so many times in the new area.
It's all about making sure that you can be prepared for what's coming. No one likes surprises.
Yeah, now that the change is there and, you know, it's communicated, we know how to deal with it. It's like, okay, well, A, I'm not doing something horribly wrong. This experience is expected. And actually, no, there is no B, just the A.
Everybody just wants to know what's going to happen. That's all. And I mean, there were some good points made about the fact that they had explicitly said that they were not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that did aggravate some people who felt like they had been, I don't know what lied to, but necessarily, but definitely didn't feel like they'd been given the fair treatment that they deserved.
And they also did note in the blue post that the reason that they didn't communicate this change on the PTR is because they wanted, you know, raw and honest feedback when it came to that content. And not hearing anything about it, they assumed that either it was viewed it as an acceptable change, or they just didn't notice and weren't bothered by it. And clearly some of that has gone over to live.
Yeah.
Look at me. I didn't notice. I didn't care.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I would notice myself either. I mean, I'm a plate wearer. I've got lots of oh crap buttons and survivability. If I had taken my priest there, however, I'm pretty sure I would have noticed pretty quickly. He would have gotten squished like a bug.
And again, you know, you still might not have noticed. If I took my disc priest in there and I had the same thing happen to me, I would have assumed it's because my gear is not so good.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to play the class as well.
Fair enough.
Either way, the change is communicated now. It's very clear what they wanted to do now. So, yeah. You know, hopefully it's working out a bit better for everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, it was definitely very good to see how quickly they reacted. Mm-hmm. Because when you feel like people aren't listening, you get really mad.
Yep. All right, I think it's time to go into some lighter news.
All right, then.
All right, so, as of now, today, when we're recording, it's April 3rd, which means April Fool's Day was 2 days ago. And Blizzard did not disappoint. One of the ones I particularly enjoyed from this year's April Fool's things was the BlizzCon textual attendance. Now, I'm not sure how popular these kind of things are now, but I know when I was younger, choose your own adventure books were a huge thing. And this BlizzCon textual attendance is very much that, including a little thing that I can click to go back when I've made an obvious mistake so I can continue the story. So like I said, it's a choose your own adventure book, completely online. I had a lot of fun with it. Some of the end results were interesting, to say the very least. My favorite one was when you're on the voice actor panel. In that scenario, they kind of gave people an opportunity to go up on stage and showcase their talent. And eventually, if you stay up on there long enough, spouting random monster sounds, you get knocked out, and the government starts interrogating you about some witchcraft that you were attempting to do on stage. So that's just one of the pretty funny outcomes that you can experience there. And it is still up, so if you want to check it out, MMO Champion has a link to that experience.
Awesome.
The other one that they put in this year, and I wasn't too familiar with it because I did do the whole Battle.net thing back in the day, but the joke there was that they were going to implement a skin for the Blizzard launcher, which is very reminiscent of the classic Battle.net skin. So in there they advertise unprecedented immersion because it would have been available to virtual reality platforms. It would also reintroduce the classic Battle.net MP3 player, so you can play your favorite Blizzard music. And they also advertised a legacy within a legacy. Get ready to dust off your favorite retro devices. The Blizzard Mobile Authenticator is now backwards compatible with all mobile phones and pagers. Simply connect your device to your phone and you'll be ready to game out in style. Because nothing says style like a pager. And finally, the perfect gem activated, so they're going to bring back the classic Diablo 2 Battle.net chat gem. Finally discover its true purpose in our Battle.net desktop app skin for Diablo 3. I have no idea what that was referencing. But it was, yeah.
I remember the gem in Diablo 2. I don't know. I don't think it did anything. It was just there, and you could click on it, and it changes, but it doesn't actually do anything, as far as I remember.
Okay. And, of course, it won't be an April Fool's Day in the land of Blizzard without, well, April Fool's Day patch notes. And this did not disappoint. There were plenty of references to some popular stuff. For example, there's the new zone, The Underneath. For those of you who have watched Stranger Things, the description there is very familiar. In the underneath, you're going to team up with an all-star cast of heroes, including a mysterious girl, several of the boy's friends, and the boy's mother, as portrayed by the wonderfully talented Anona Windrider.
Gee, that sounds oddly familiar.
Yeah. The story plays out in eight chapters, which you can experience at your own pace, but we know you're going to binge them all weekend anyway. Yep, and WoW will probably judge me for that too. Just like Netflix did.
Yeah, pretty much.
Some of the other highlights from those patch notes was corrected an issue causing Dadgar's name to incorrectly be presented as Cadgar. Because really, Cadgar just loves those dad jokes. There was another one which is a reference to something else that I enjoy, and that's this particular point for the Demon Hunters. The inventor of Demon Hunters, Sigil, has declared, long after the fact, that they're actually supposed to be called Sigils. Please stop saying Sigil with the soft G. Seriously, this drives some people crazy, and they're going to correct you for the rest of your life. For those of you who do not watch Critical Role, that may have gone over your head. Actually, no, it wouldn't have gone over your head. That's a pretty common thing. GIF, whatever. But still, that's a reference to the web series Critical Role, featuring Matt Mercer, Laura Bailey, and a bunch of other actors who have lent their voice to Blizzard projects, including Liam O'Brien. If you don't know who Liam O'Brien is, he's the voice of good old Illidan.
So basically, if I want to interview people who do voices for Blizzard, that's probably a good place to start.
Critical Role?
Yeah, contact the show. Say, I want to interview you guys all for my show. Can you just come on?
Oh, they're a busy lot.
Oh, I'm sure they've got lots of time on their hands. The shot? I tried to contact a couple of them, and I didn't get much very far, so.
Who else? Who's on there that's voice? That lends their voice. Laura Bailey, like I said. That's Jaina Proudmoore. Matt Mercer is McCree in Overwatch. Travis Willingham voices Gazlo. Taliesin Jaffe is the voice of Darian Morgraine. I think that might be it. Still, that's half their cast.
Hmm.
But anyway, yeah, like I said, that particular note is in reference to that show. Wow, Matt Mercer, the DM, often pronounces sigils. And it raised a bunch of ire from the Twitch chat and whatever. People correcting the pronunciation, because that's what people do. The Warrior patch notes in general were just... I loved it. Weapons and shields equipped by warriors will now lose durability every time they hit a target and will break entirely once the durability reaches zero. Developers notice this change will better emphasize the core warrior fantasy as the appointed knights of Azeroth. Note that you'll probably want to bring several weapons to each boss encounter. Of course, if you're an out, you can always just grab a random skeleton's arm or something. Truly, truly fulfilling that warrior fantasy. Yeah, I mean, those are kind of my favorite bits of those patch notes. Did anything tickle your guys' fancy?
I'm just reading these because I didn't read them on April Fool's, and I was giggling while I was reading them, but... The dungeons. We're thrilled at the positive response we've seen regarding Mythic Plus system in Legion. We're expanding that great concept to following game modes. Mythic Minus, Mythic Times, Mythic Divide. Mythic Minus X equals 22 plus Y divide by 7. Solve for Mythic. Go to algebra. Or this one really makes me laugh. Players must now have the achievement Ahead of the Curve Kill Jaden in order to zone into the Tomb of Ser Jerus raid. Developers notes, we've heard extensive feedback from players about the inconvenience of manually screening group applicants based on their achievements. We hope that by automating and enforcing these requirements on our end, we can streamline the process so that players can more quickly organize raid groups and begin working towards their ultimate goal of defeating Kill Jaden. The Kill Jaden was... the last boss of the Sunwell.
Right.
So you'd have to have Ahead of the Curve Kill Jaden, which means that you have to be one of the few people to actually finish Sunwell way back at the end of BC. So it's funny because people requiring you to have killed a certain boss at some point to be able to actually join a raid. So those are the two things that I really enjoyed from just screening through this.
Sorry, there was one other thing that I forgot about. There's a whole section on legendary items, which has been a point of contention in the community. So having Blizzard poke fun of themselves here in that regard is lovable. Your base chance to receive a legendary has been increased by 30%, but your luck now increases at a 50% slower rate. We're pretty sure this is better, but we're honestly just guessing at this point.
I thought you'd personally like the patch note entry of "We've thoroughly interrogated Sifu's, and he just won't break. We remain confident that one day we can learn his secret."
No, no, Sifu's. Oh, how about this one? Posting auctions of trade skill materials on stack sizes of 1 now has a chance to delete a legendary item. If you have no legendary items, it will delete your character instead. I want that to be a real thing, Blizz. Do it. I'm tired of buying Laystone ore one at a time just because it's the cheapest way to go. Oh no, am I breaking up again?
Nope.
Okay. There was just a lot of quiet. I assumed you guys weren't hearing me.
I'm reading. Paladin, choosing the Unbreakable Spirit talent will now cause the Paladin to never stop chasing their dreams, Titus.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Just do it.
Luminescence, renamed to something that's an actual word.
I really like this one. We've expanded the Demon Hunter ability set to include several other iconic Demon Hunter abilities, including Drain Soul, Chaos Bolt, Soul Stone, Ritual of Summoning, and Unending Wrath.
Nice. Love it. I love it. Oh, how about this one? We've automated the character naming process to get players interested in trying the Demon Hunter in-game quicker. You'll automatically be given a traditional Demon Hunter name, such as Skilladin, Chilladin, or Illidanie. It's a bunch of... It's Illidan with a bunch of accents, guys. Anyway... There's a lot of stuff here. It's Warlocks. Definitely worth the read.
All talents named Grimoire have been renamed Book, with the exception of Shepherd Grimoire. We couldn't find a good place for in the Warcraft movie, so we just killed it off for the first 20 minutes.
Aw, man.
Oh, why are you going to do that?
What? Oh. Really? Man,
Blizz,
breaking my heart. That was one step too far, man. That's too soon. Too soon.
Here's another one. These. Cake Smash has been removed. Seriously, that's just wasteful. And I agree.
The very, very last part. I don't know if it's part of Warrior or if it's just separate, but. Blizzard is now hiring. We're looking for someone with fresh, new ideas.
And I wonder how many of these were written, you know, with a bit of alcohol in the system.
You know, it's funny, because I was on Twitter the night before, and there were several devs tweeting. I can't remember who it was, but several of them tweeting about having patch notes to write, and they needed to start drinking.
Was definitely one of them.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that they still have fun with this and they know how to poke fun at themselves.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, so now to our last story here. As I have possibly mentioned once or twice, I am not going to BlizzCon this year. However, if you're going to BlizzCon and you're hearing this right now, perhaps before... Before BlizzCon ticket sales happen, I will be buying tickets to offer to people to help friends and listeners get their tickets if they need to. I've been told several years in a row now that I have a metallic piece stuck in an orifice that provides me with an aggressive amount of luck in the fact that I've been able to get several tickets beyond my needs the last several years. So I want to help people.
But especially your co-host, right?
Who's that?
One of your co-hosts.
It's not Fandeth, that's for sure.
I don't know. I don't know how many local he's going. Do I?
I'll show you how local I am.
Four Loko.
Really?
Well played. Well played.
Hey, you put it right there. Like, if I don't touch it, I'm doing something wrong.
Frasley, if I was buying a ticket, lodging, food, and travel, I'd be buying my own. Sorry. Or, you know, one of my co-hosts. Maybe. Perhaps. We'll see.
So yeah, BlizzCon tickets on sale Wednesday and Saturday.
So if you are in Central Time Zone, that is 9 p.m. Saturday, or 9 p.m. Thursday. Not Saturday. It'll be noon on Saturday.
Whoa.
And if you hear this and you want a ticket, reach out to me before the last day of ticket sales. Because once then, you may not have a chance. But I do enjoy helping people get tickets. I think if I transfer the ticket to the person in universe, that will allow them to go and handle the ticket themselves without my being there. So that'd be good.
Yeah, that's what I did with mine last year.
Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with not being there. And it'll be up to the person to figure out what to do about the ticket if they can't go. I need cash up front or immediately after. So yeah, because I'm not gonna be there. So,
but I'll be there. I got my hotel booked.
Since we're talking about BlizzCon, it's a little early, but it's good to pimp lfblizzcon.com in case you don't get. I was able to sell tickets there 1 year when some people had backed out, and it was really nice. It's a really awesome site made by Elvine, and it allows you to buy tickets or sell tickets. You can find rooms, share rooms with people, and it looks like there's a new thing on there that I didn't see before for rides. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Rides was always there.
Was it? I thought it was there. I was there for last year.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It's been there for a while anyway.
And it has a countdown. So we know that there is 213 days, 15 hours, and 7 minutes before BlizzCon begins.
7 minutes? Mine says 5.
Oh. Well, your computer clock is fast.
That's right. Forgot about that.
It's too bad that it uses your computer clock and not a real internet clock, but whatever.
Huh. Apparently you can log in with your Battle.net stuff on Battle of BlizzCon now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
So good luck to everybody who's trying to get tickets.
Indeed. Yay. Good luck, everybody. So the second sponsor of today's show is the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks. And one was narrated by a friend of ours and included a clip from two of us. Somebody didn't get their clip in time, so they didn't get included. But the book this week is The Devouring. I think we've covered it before. It is a book narrated by our friend, formerly of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, Jen. So let's listen to a bit of a sample of that now.
Snow flurries danced across the street and whipped against the buildings of the Upper West Side like snow demons bent on mischief. It was well after 11 p.m. I'd worked late. I was tired. And it was teeth-chattering cold. Even so, I decided to walk the 8 blocks from the office to my apartment. I wanted to shake off the day's concerns and allow myself a beat of my own drumming. 4 blocks from my building, a cab slowed as it passed me, its tires crinkling on the snowy pavement. The driver certain no sane woman would pass up an opportunity to ride in weather like this. No sane woman, I. The taxi shot ahead when its driver saw there would be no business coming from me. I watched my reflection dance in the storefront windows as I walked. Frederica Stasiak, I said wordlessly to my reflection, you are one crazy woman to be walking home at this hour and in this weather. I made a face at myself and then grinned.
All right, that again was The Devouring, written by Richard Taylor, narrated by Jen Thorpe. And if you listen close enough, you'll hear Toasty and I somewhere in that audiobook. So definitely check it out. If you go to bit.ly/ATA2017, you can get a free trial and give that a try, or give any of the other 180,000 titles to choose from and see what you think. All right. Should we do something away?
Sure. I need you to play last week's clip first.
Good news, everyone. I think I've perfected a plague that will destroy all life on Azeroth.
Okay, and the answer for last week's question was Professor Putricide. Congratulations to Erlina. You were the winner for last week. Madras will be in touch with your prize information. All right, let's play this week's clip.
Your father dabbled in powers beyond reckoning. Where is he now?
Okay. As usual, all answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize.
Indeed.
That one's tougher, in my opinion. You think? I would not guess that person. I would think it would be somebody else.
Huh. I guess we'll see if everybody else feels that way.
That'll be interesting, definitely. Alright. And we only had one answer for the question of the week.
Yeah, which was really weird. I was expecting more.
Well, we did have one from Frasley just now, so I'll read that one. How about you read the first one? The question of the week this past week was, what's first on your to-do list for 7.2?
All right, and Grillin says, get flying as fast as possible.
All right, and Frasley says, I am printing down flying achievement requirements.
So flying is a big theme with everyone's to-do list.
Yep. Fedeth, how about you read next week's question?
Next week's question is, are you trying to go to BlizzCon, staying home, or just hanging out in Anaheim November 3rd and 4th? Because that is a thing. People do go down there and just hang out at all the parties and whatnot without actually going to the con. Medros, what are you doing? Well, we know what you're doing, but tell us what you're doing.
This year, I'm staying home. I'm going to do our Dawnforge coverage of the con, and hopefully we can get some fun conversations between hosts and guests and all kinds of cool people.
Toasty, what's your plan?
I'm going.
Definitely going. Definitely going.
Yeah. Just
hanging out if you don't get tickets.
Yeah, I'll find something to do.
I'm sure you'll find tickets.
And if I don't, I've got family down there that I can go visit on non-BlizzCon days.
Yeah. Even if you don't get it during the sale, I'm sure LF BlizzCon will help.
Yeah. I'll just look for a shady guy in a trench coat outside the Anaheim Convention Center.
Hey, I was a shady guy in a trench coat when I was trying to sell it.
Well, yeah, because you weren't doing it right. You gotta have the trench coat, the hat, the whole nine. You gotta be like, yo. look like you want BlizzCon tickets. I can help you out.
I got you, fam.
You gotta do it like that, or you're not doing it right. I didn't want to say anything when you were selling them, because I didn't want to, like, mess with your flow.
And for me, I'm not going to BlizzCon. I'll be staying home and watching it and talking about it. In many, many platforms.
Like Skype and Discord.
And Slack.
Fair enough. All right. So that's, I think, about it. I don't know if I got any emails or voicemails this week. So shoutouts. Toasty, how about you?
Shout out to my fancy new guild for carrying me through heroic. Because God knows that was definitely a carry with my 300 some odd DPS.
How about you, Van?
Gonna give a shout out to Toasty for all the work on the notes and divvying them out each week for us. I mean, we grab notes and he's really good for getting them, for sorting them, and for, you know, flashing them with different colors so that we know which one we're talking about. I really appreciate it. It definitely makes our lives easier.
Thank you.
And for me, I'm going to give a shout out to Blizzard Community Managers for writing some hilarious notes for the April Fool's Day. That was really awesome.
Absolutely. I look forward to that every year. And it sucks that it was on the weekend this year because I was busy and didn't look at it until we started this show.
Yeah, I read them over just before the show, and my nephews came in and were trying to figure out why I was laughing at just random stuff written down that didn't make any sense to them. Good times.
Absolutely. All right. I think that's about it. So shall we do the outro here?
Yeah, sure. So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at Toasty Postycan, and you can find the network on Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
Indeed. And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of a mage tower, I guess.
Who wants a BlizzCon ticket? I got you BlizzCon tickets. BlizzCon tickets.
I got you, fam.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.